Hi, I'm Ben Felder, news director of The Oklahoman, and for the past several weeks, I've been the host of Oklahoman Unfolded, a daily podcast giving you a closer look at the news of the day and the reporters behind those stories. I'm happy to say that the podcast will continue, but under a new name. Starting today, I want to welcome you to The Source. Each weekday morning, you can listen to The Source for a deeper dive into the stories of The Oklahoman. If you have thoughts on how we can improve the show or other comments, please feel free to reach out via email at bfelder@oklahoman.com. If you like what you hear, tell a friend, share it on social media, or better yet, consider a digital subscription to oklahoman.com, which is the best way to support the work of The Oklahoman's newsroom. From the newsroom of The Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. Homelessness in Oklahoma City has decreased by nearly 40% over the last decade, but the issue remains prevalent in the city and is maybe getting even more attention as downtown development continues to grow and city leaders appear to be more mindful of the challenge of housing. Kayla Branch covers the issue of poverty for The Oklahoman, and Kayla, last week you were at a town hall on homelessness that shared the latest statistics, but it also include talk from the mayor and other leaders about what needs to be done. And so first off, tell us a little about what this event was and what took place.
Yeah, so the event was to go over the results of the 2019 point in time count. And so what that is basically a once a year, a one day census of Oklahoma City's homeless population. So you've got folks that go out early in the morning. They find homeless camps, they go to shelters, they go to meal sites, and they survey these folks and they ask them, you know, what contributed to your homelessness. They gather a lot of data. And so the event, it was called State of Homelessness, and it went over all of those results. And so from last year, there was an increase of 8% in the people that were surveyed of the homeless population, so a total of 1,273 people. And they went over those statistics, kind of what contributes to homelessness, specifically to the Oklahoma City population. And then, like you said, they had a lot of speakers come in and really give context. So they go over, affordable housing and what that looks like in the city. And then the mayor was there talking about how the city can, you know, really contribute funding to this. And he brought up the upcoming MAPS 4 and how he believes that homelessness is going to be included in that.
Yeah. And so obviously this count is kind of an inexact science. Right. You're going out there and homelessness can involve, and this is counting people who are maybe on the street or in a shelter, but we know that homelessness can involve people who are, you know, maybe living with family and friends or in a hotel that may not be visible. But you hear 40% reduction and you think, okay, wow, that's an improvement. And maybe there are some gains to celebrate. But at the same time, like I said, it does seem like homelessness is getting more attention. And can I speak to that? Because it seems like, especially with a lot of the development happening downtown, you know, I know, like, especially on the west part of downtown near Western and Claston, these were hubs for the homeless community that are now kind of being transformed with high-end hotels and restaurants and stuff. That kind of seems like it's pushing the population into some specific areas.
Yeah, and it definitely is. So when you look at reports made to Oklahoma City's Action Center, which is basically where if you have a problem that isn't, you know, severe enough to need 911, you would report it to the Action Center. And in the last couple of years, the reports to the Action Center that deal with homelessness increased exponentially. And then they switched where they were from. So they were coming from the downtown center where, like you said, a lot of folks were living in abandoned buildings or camping out. And as the downtown development has increased, buildings are being, you know, renovated or torn down. There's a lot more foot traffic from businesses, and those people have been moved to a little bit slightly to the west, which is where a lot of the service providers are located, like Jesus House or the Homeless Alliance. And so in that area, you've got a lot of folks who believe that there's been an increase in foot traffic in that specific district. And that's true. You know, the Homeless Alliance has seen, you know, a jump from, they're supposed to be serving about 200 people a day is their capacity, and they're serving about 350 people a day. And that's something that's kind of new for them. And so there definitely has been a movement in that community, and people are dealing with some of the repercussions of that. And I talked to some business owners who said that they've been really frustrated. You know, there's been an increase in trash and loitering and camping on their properties and human waste and old clothes and things that are left behind. So it's definitely caused some ruffled feathers in those communities.
Yeah, you're referring to a story that's in Monday's Oklahoma. It was kind of interesting about that, as some of the business owners are saying, listen, you know, I want to be sympathetic. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about human beings here that are going through some immense challenges, but it's also impacting my business. And so looking at ways to maybe put in some portable toilets or bus shelters or things like that, that, you know, might kind of clean up the area a little bit.
Yeah, they're definitely hoping to get all of that accomplished. There was one business owner, Stuart Malloy, who wrote a letter, actually, and he sent it out to a variety of different agencies. He sent it to the mayor's office, asking for, you know, porta potties, for trash cans, for extra benches at the new bus stop that's, you know, right in that area. I mean, it seems like he's going to get those things. You know, the agency directors and the mayor's office and the city really see, you know, that issue and recognize, like you said, that it's a challenge because you're balancing how do we help, you know, these people who don't have access to bathrooms or to a house or, you know, these basic necessities, but also see the, you know, kind of negative impact that having people out on the street can have on businesses when we've got service providers clustered really closely together. So you've definitely got an interest from the, you know, people who can make change. So that's really good.
So going back to last week's event, what were some of the things that were said related to, you know, affordable housing and some of the issues that the city is facing more of these days?
Yeah, so Oklahoma City has a growing population, and that is great. You know, the local economy is improving and people are moving to the city, and that's really exciting. But that also means that rent is increasing as well. And one of the statistics that was thrown out is, you know, you are considered to not have affordable housing if you have to spend 30% or more of your income on rent. And the statistic today is that in Oklahoma City, to afford a two-bedroom apartment, you have to make at least $18 an hour. And that is not the case for a lot of people. So you've got just instantaneously, you know, a whole group of folks who have to work two jobs, you know, who have to really be scraping by just to afford the basic needs. And when they can't do that, you know, it's really easy for them to miss a rent payment or utility payment. And then, you know, Oklahoma City has one of the highest eviction rates. And those people end up, you know, needing to be in a shelter or even on the street.
And, you know, we've said that it seems like from city leaders, it's getting more attention. I think part of that is a product of just more members of the community mm-hmm. that are speaking up about this. It's also a reflection of kind of the change in some of our city leadership. I know, you know, new councilwoman Jo Beth Hammond, she talked a lot about this on the campaign trail, along with some others. You know, you've had a chance to talk to her about mm-hmm. this. What are some specific steps that she would like the city to take when it relates to homelessness, but also, you know, the affordable housing crunch?
Yeah, so she's definitely wanting to advocate in this area. She used to work at a homeless shelter, so she's got some personal experience. And she told me just the other day that she wants to act as a facilitator. You know, she's Ward 6, which is, you know, close to the downtown area and where a lot of these problems are happening. And so she wants to, you know, be the person who is talking to the community and then bringing those issues like, you know, the porta potties and the trash cans and the covered benches and things, and making sure that the, you know, right offices, right departments are hearing about these issues and being able to follow, you know, what they're working on to make sure that these things get done.
Yeah. And once again, it's kind of becoming just more, there's more of a spotlight in this issue. I remember several years ago, some of the big talk around homelessness was trying to crack down on panhandling mm-hmm. and, you know, and people have different opinions on that. But a lot has changed in the conversation. You know, I feel like for many people, especially as downtown grows, more people are kind of confronted with this challenge.
Right.
And many are saying, okay, this is something that we have to do. There's something that we have to address. And, you know, I also think about like publications like Curbside Chronicle that I think have kind of helped getting the issue out there.
Yeah. And one thing that I have found really interesting that Dan Strawn, the director of the Homeless Alliance, has talked to me about is that Oklahoma City is situated in a really unique position right now. He said that you look at really big cities like Portland and San Francisco and Denver who are having housing crisis and homelessness crisis at the same time because those issues are very related. And, you know, it's causing a lot of problems in those cities. And he says that Oklahoma City right now is where those cities were mm-hmm. 25 years ago. And they kind of ignored what he says were seeds of a housing crisis, which led to, you know, that issue being more compounded and then homelessness becoming even a bigger problem. And so I think one of the reasons that we see so many people focusing in on homelessness right now and affordable housing is because they recognize that Oklahoma City is kind of at, you know, a pivot in the road, and we can go one way and hope to, you know, keep the homeless population down to make sure that we're serving Oklahoma City residents as best as possible, or we can kind of ignore that specific issue, and we see what the future is when you compare, you know, Portland Portland, San Francisco, and Denver.
That's a great point, because when you look at those cities, it's easy to think, right, that's a very relevant issue for them when it comes to housing. Mm-hmm. Not so much for us, but actually maybe the reverse. It may be kind of too late for some of these cities.
Right.
Well, for us, it may be more relevant than almost any other city, as we're at this point where we have to kind of decide which direction we go.
Right.
So, well, that's going to do it for today's episode of The Source. Kayla, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.